going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jason has Kenny being the week one starter. I don't know, man. If you're doing this season for the fans just to keep them engaged, I think it's got to be Joe. Right?
Now, who wants to see Kenny Pickett?
Kenny, I'm sure his family does. Right? I'm sure, right. I'm sure a bunch of other people.
Sure, Mike Tomlin would love it if he was the starting quarterback.
good point.
Would like to see him start.
It's a really good point.
I don't want them to have to. Don't cut Joe. Don't trade Joe. Don't do it. Does anybody have faith in any of the other three quarterbacks whose last names aren't Pickett, Gabriel, Sanders? Like, the closest one I would have faith in is Sanders. That's obviously shaken since he was taken in the fifth round on Saturday. So I have to go, okay, I still like him, but I don't think that the NFL thinks very highly of him. They're supposed to know a hell of a lot more than me.
That's only faith because he's unknown, though.
Yeah.
Well, he's an unknown commodity right now in the NFL.
And because he was originally supposed to be what people thought was supposed to be a top 10 guy, I guess you would have more than him with Dylan Gabriel. I don't think you have very much at all with Kenny Pickett.
I don't know. If he was originally supposed to be a top 10 guy and then he went in the fifth round, I don't know how my faith got higher in him.
Like, I know that Joe did not do too terribly well in Indianapolis. But, man, if you were to get rid of Joe before the season and go into the season with Kenny.
Well, it's so hard because last year in Washington, you know, Jacoby Brissett was there. He had gone there. Part of it was Van Pelt had worked with him the year before and was the OC up there. So I think the thought was, hey, we're going to draft somebody. Now, they drafted theirs in the first round as opposed to the two quarterbacks we got.
They took one in the sixth round last year, too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they traded him.
But the thought was, hey, Jacoby Brissett doesn't really need all those reps anyway. He knows the offense, and you're going to hand the torch over to the young rookie. And, you know, that seemed to work out pretty well. In this case, I don't know. I don't understand what the strategy is here. What is the larger strategy at play?
I wish I could tell you. I don't know. The larger strategy is you're trying to see if you have anything, if you can strike lightning in a bottle with any of those guys. I don't think they wanted to make that investment in a quarterback very high, so they waited until the third round to make it with Dylan Gabriel. I think that anybody could have seen a situation where, okay, the season will go to hell. If the season goes to hell, then Dylan Gabriel will eventually play. I'm sure he'll look like hell too. And then they'll move on from these guys, and then they'll go out and take their quarterback. Or even if they don't move on from these guys, they're going to go out and take the quarterback in the first round. Which my thought is, I'll tell you this, and this is going to get where it's crazy. Jason mentioned briefly the Arch Manning situation. You're going to hear some wild stuff. If the season goes where they're not that good at all, you're going to hear some wild stuff about the Haslams and the Mannings and all that other stuff. You will hear it. If you do not have the first overall pick, like, where do you think that they're bad enough to get number one overall next year? I don't.
Okay, I will say Vegas does. Okay, but Vegas thinks you're one of the worst teams in the league.
Okay, but they
and
lost.
And that did not change with the draft.
They did not try to win a game for the last 5 weeks of the season. Not correct. The maybe the last four. I'm not sure, but I got to figure out when that Denver game was. They didn't try to win a game for the last 5 weeks of the season. So if they were trying to win a game, maybe they still would have lost them. But I don't think that they're 3-14 bad. If they're not 3-14 bad, then I guess I got to tell you guys this. You got to hope Arch Manning comes out. Because either A, you have the wherewithal to trade up in case that team does not need Arch Manning. We don't know that yet. These are unknown knowns. Or B, the team that is number one overall, they need Arch Manning. They're going to take Arch Manning, and this is a Cam Ward situation where it's done before it starts. And then, because the quarterback class would be better, the better quarterback naturally, or excuse me, a better quarterback from last year, not better than Arch Manning, but a good quarterback who might go number one overall, who might go two or three, gets pushed down to you that you can go up and get that guy. Because that's what you're looking for. Everybody's looking for the savior. You've got to look for a guy who keeps you in the conversation. Josh Allen is seen as the savior to us where we don't have a quarterback. He keeps them in the conversation. Lamar Jackson keeps them in the conversation. Joe Burrow, even though last year was rough, he keeps them in the conversation. That's what you're aiming for. So, yeah, Arch Manning may come into the league next year and might be the savior for a franchise. If we can't get a grip on him, then we're going to have to take a guy who's going to keep us there. And as of right now, you know, I'm not sure who that guy's going to be. I think Lenore Sellers is probably going to have a really nice year. He's going to be in that topic.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Drew Aller's going to be there. Gary Nussmeier's going to be there. I'm sure there's other names that I can't think of off the top of my head. I think Drew Aller will look really good by the end of next year. God, I'm hoping. Because, you know, the game against Notre Dame and Ohio State didn't really go the way we thought it was going to go. So that's what you're looking at there. So either A, and here I am doing the alphabet again, you're either going to have a season where Dylan Gabriel really does show up and plays well and we have ourselves an argument, or Shedeur Sanders shows up, plays well, and we really have ourselves an argument. Maybe Kenny, maybe.
Yeah, what is the likelihood one of them ends up looking way better, like immediately where everyone's like, oh, okay. Like, is there any chance that happens with Shedeur?
Because you need to have the conversation that Kenny Pickett, even if he were to do well, say you have the resurrected Geno Smith or Sam Darnold. Are you going to pass up on that crop of quarterbacks to keep the resurrected Geno Smith or Sam Darnold? Or are you going to go after one of those quarterbacks who you immediately were to think that those guys would be better than that category of quarterback, than guys who have revamped their career? By next year's draft, we may not believe either any one of those guys are. But as of right now, the answer is yes. That those guys, any one of those guys out of that top end of that draft are going to be better than Darnold, Smith, and then possibly Kenny Pickett if he were to revamp it. Or, hey, you finished too high, you finished too good, you do not have the wherewithal to make the trades, or none of those guys are worthy of making the trade. So there's just so many unknowns. That's why it's like, all right, let's see if Dylan Gabriel can try to do something here. Let's see if Shedeur Sanders can try to do something here. Because to what Owen said, I would have Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett work out in the practices against Carolina and Philadelphia. I would have Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders start and then come in. You can switch him if you want to in the joint game preseason games between Philadelphia and Carolina. And then I think the third preseason game. Is that after those games, or do we not know yet?
The third one is third.
It's before the fourth. I miss those days.
Is Philadelphia or Carolina the
Carolina's
last preseason
week one,
game?
Philly's week two.
Okay.
And then there is a third preseason game.
Smart ass. Thank you. So week three, you would play Joe or Kenny in the first half of that game. 216-474-0090. Why do you do that? Why?
You do it, buddy. I just pointed out.
No, I don't. You know where I'm going. You just don't give me anything. You went on vacation. You're supposed to be a nicer person when you come back.
No.
KC in Cleveland. Yellow.
Yo, Ken, man, you cannot sit here and play both sides of the fence, bro. I'm not going to allow it. I listen to you every morning, man. What? Right now, wait. It sounds like you're punting on this year. It sounds like you're punting and giving up on the year. So I don't want to hear you week 4, 5, 6, 7, if the Browns are doing good, all of a sudden Super Bowl, Super Browns come out of y'all.
Oh, for the love of God.
I do not want to hear it, bro.
Casey, I did Super Bowl, Super Browns when a fifth-round pick was taken. I did Super Bowl, Super Browns after Christian Kirksey said they weren't going to go 1-16 or 0-16. No, I don't know what you mean because it was boring.
You better not jump on the bandwagon.
What? I'm always on the
bandwagon. You're not on the bandwagon.
So wait a minute. I have to talk nothing but positivity about the Browns and think that they're going to the playoffs at all times to be on the bandwagon.
The preseason.
So you're telling me, KC, when you go around, when you go to work, when you go to the store, when you go with your family, you say nothing but the Browns positivity and you say that the Browns are going to the playoffs this year?
You know, only because I'm a true diehard fan, I believe.
Then your friends and family, who also are Browns fans but probably think the same way I do, thank you for the call, think you're insane.
A true fan. I love it.
They think you're insane.
Finally, we get a real fan to knock some sense into Ken Carmen.
Nothing they did. Guys, there's nothing they did during this offseason that says that they're a playoff team. I hope that they go to the playoffs. There's nothing that they've done. That's not hating.
Like.
So people, that's going to make some of the people who tweet at you all the time pretty happy that I'm the negative one about the Browns.
When are we going to get to the point where Ken will say something finally
Ken,
nice
say
about
one
this
thing
team.
Nice
when am I
going to
be positive about this Browns football
Give
team?
Me
I'll
one
tell
positive thing.
I enjoy their colors.
Let's go.
I enjoy the 537 boys.
It was 1950 in the cold and rain when my father took.
Gatekeeping me on my comments of the Cleveland Browns.
I think Kenny's in a running for dog pound captain.
There we go.
Or is it going to be Dion? They got to figure out the schedules.
216-474.
Can you imagine that if it's Dion and his film crew?